You said you've added to the essential elements of ACPS, psyllid and HLB control. Tell us about that.
Yeah, following on the lead that was conducted by other researchers and bug growers like Maury Boyd to exploit the beneficial effects of nutrients especially and other good management practices to build host resistance, meaning tree resistance to HLB. We continue to follow that approach. We're adding different slow-release nutrient fertilizers to the treatments we already have with advanced fertigation systems. So we're doing a selected treatments on selected HLB infected trees to see if we can maintain productivity. So the main objective here now is not efficiency of the advanced citrus production system, meaning efficiency of nutrient or water use, but rather to maintain productivity, which of course you cannot have efficiency if you don't have productivity. So right now the focus has shifted to using those tools to get maximum survival and also normal fruit production. So that really is the single criterion. We need to be able to continue to produce quality fruit. The trees may not look the same when they're infected, but we can continue to produce fruit from them. That's the objective.
And this is because you have seen increasing HLB incidents in your grove.
Yes, it started off a quick history in August of 2010 at 0.1%. It was only four trees. We removed those and thought things were under control, but proved a year later to be completely wrong. 8.5% showed up a year later. And in January of 2012 was 10%. We will do another update, a new scouting at the end of 2012, well in the fall. And we expect, realistically, it'll be in the 20%.
The other elements I know of ACPS are some of them, high-density planting and intensive fertigation.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's not just the nutrients that we're regulating daily, but we're also regulating moisture. So we're avoiding stress on those trees. Another level of treatment that we are applying to these young trees, which we want to bring into full production, well, they are in full production, but maintain it, despite HLB, and that is of course the well-known foliar sprays. We're adding that, and we are also using phosphites. We are using the K-Fite DKP recipe, which Maury Boyd uses, and that is going on every 8 weeks, the phosphite.
And again, for those who haven't heard about ACPS before, the main objective
is to grow the trees as fast as possible, get this early possible production so that we can reach a break-even point and make pure profit despite HLB, which would at the same time from day zero would be chasing us and actually trying to catch up. So time is of the essence here. Get a fast production, and ACPS can do that through faster growth and also using higher densities and superior genetics, also rootstocks.
I think you're getting close to 4 years into this trial now. Your impressions and results so far, are you achieving your results?
Yes, very much so. And I think the good news is I'm fairly sure we can do better. But to put it in perspective, on the high density, meaning 363 trees per acre, we were putting out 222 boxes per acre already in year three. That means last year. These are Hamlins. And now in year four, looking at the crop on the trees, we've done some assessments. We are aiming for 400 to 500 boxes at year four. So it's definitely early production and high production.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.